You drool in your sleep. Yeah, you drooled right onto my leg. It's not funny, it's disgusting. Are you okay? You think so? How reassuring. No, it's okay. Why don't you rest your head in my lap a little longer? Okay, no sudden movements. Because I'm sure your head is throbbing right now and it's only gonna get worse if you sit up. You drink too much, by the way. You should probably stop. So that you don't end up in the lap of a random girl at a lame party. Yeah, this party was definitely lame. I know because I heard the music. Okay, I almost ripped off my own ears just so I wouldn't have to listen to another top 40 song. Then why am I here? Because I live here, you moron. Yeah, this is my room. You're in my room right now. Do you want to know what happened? You barged in here, despite the sign on the door. The sign says, keep out, in capital letters. I don't care if that's childish. It's my room. I can put whatever the hell I want on my door. So you stumbled through, took one look at me, and then face planted. And you've been my problem ever since. I was extremely close to drawing a mustache on your face. But I didn't, so you're welcome. Anyway, this is my brother's party. I'm not responsible for any of it. Especially the music. Yeah, I know, my brother and I are nothing alike. We get that all the time. I've had people ask me if I'm adopted. Which would make a lot of sense. I mean, he's bright blonde and looks like the poster boy of some surf brand. I'll let you in on a little secret, though. Yeah, you ready? I'm a natural blonde. I dye my hair black. I've been dyeing it since I was 13. One day, I just used my birthday money to buy a box dye, and I did it myself. I made a mess, and my mom was furious. No, she wasn't mad that I dyed my hair. She was mad that I'd made a mess. Anyway, the party ended like an hour ago. Yeah, you're the only one left. Everyone else went home. Whoa, hey, what did I say? No sudden movements. Keep resting. Do you have somewhere you need to be? Oh, no, don't feel bad for passing out in here, okay? It's fine. You can stay. If I seriously didn't want you here, I would have kicked you out. What? I'm not saying I want you here. I'm just saying I don't not want you here. I'm not repulsed by you. Okay, that's all. Which honestly confuses me because usually I find my brother's friends repulsive. Why are you so different from the rest of them anyway? Most of them are stupid. You're not stupid. No. You make stupid decisions, like getting blackout drunk, but you're not stupid. I know that you're not stupid because I can just tell. I have a good sense about these things. Also, your appearance gives you away a little bit. You don't have the look. The frat boy look? Come on, you know the look. See, I never would have guessed that you'd be a friend of my brother's. Do you hang out a lot? Okay, I thought so. If you were close, I probably would have seen you around before. How are you feeling? Your head hurts. Wow, shocker. You look terrible. You look like death. Which is oddly attractive. Not in a necrophilia type of way, don't get me wrong. I didn't mean it like that. Are you falling asleep? Okay, well, stay awake. My thigh is cramping, and if you fall asleep again, who knows how long it'll take you to wake back up. Stay awake, come on. Hey, I mean it. Don't you dare fall asleep. Hey, I said, stay awake. Do not close your eyes. Okay, you know what? You leave me no choice. Come on, all I did was pinch you. Way to overreact. Don't be such a baby. It was just a pinch. Okay, I'm sorry it hurt. My intention was not to hurt you. My intention was to wake you up. And hey, it worked. I'm sorry. Really, I am. I'm sorry for pinching you. Do you forgive me? No, what the hell? Why not? What do you mean? I've been looking out for you for the past 2 hours. I let you sleep on my bed, and I propped your head up on my pillow so that you wouldn't choke on your own vomit and die. And then when you rolled off the pillow, I put your head in my lap. So a thank you would be nice. Oh, right, you did thank me earlier, didn't you? Okay, well, another thank you would be nice. Come on, say thank you. You're welcome. You have really nice hair, by the way. Can I run my fingers through it, or is that weird? Don't go falling asleep again. I see you. I see your eyelids drooping. I have to say, tonight was way more interesting than I thought it would be. I planned on just not speaking to anyone and listening to music till I fall asleep or something, but wow. Then you came barging in. And no, it's fine. I was gonna say that I'm glad you did. What were you thinking anyway? Wandering into a random room upstairs. Right, you were drunk. You weren't thinking. See, normally I would have had the door locked. But I guess I wasn't thinking either. I must have forgot. Lucky you. Next time you come to one of these parties, you should hang out with me instead. I mean, hell yeah. You know where to find me. We could watch a movie. I could show you my CD collection. Or we could make out. I just said that to keep you awake. You were dozing off again. But hey, I'm down. Yeah, just don't let my brother find out or he'll go all big brother mad and protective on you. Have you ever thought about getting a neck tattoo? I feel like that would look really nice on you. Yeah, like right here. That would look amazing. Me, I already have a neck tattoo. Yeah, except it's on the back of my neck. It's two crows. I got it because two crows is considered good luck. And I don't know, I think I believe in superstitious stuff like that. Maybe that's dumb, but whatever. Okay, so if you were to get a tattoo, what would you get? I like that. I like that a lot. I might just steal that. Kidding. Hey, it's okay if you fall asleep. I won't pinch you again. No, I promise. I'll just play with your hair until you're out. But once you wake up, I am actually going to kick you out of my room because it's the middle of the night. Okay. Now go to sleep.